a drink. Can I come in?
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Hiya, my darling. I thought you'd need a drink. I hope I'm not disturbing you. I know you've been working so hard all morning. Sweetie, don't make that face. Is something the matter? Why are you just staring at an empty screen, just clicking your mouse? You're struggling to do anything productive. Oh, my love. We've all been there. It's definitely normal to feel that way. It's okay. Sometimes we just aren't in the headspace for work, productivity. And no matter how hard we try or force ourselves, we just feel blah. Right? I think that sums it up pretty well, doesn't it? And you beat yourself up over it, don't you? And that makes you feel worse, right? Sweetheart, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? Take a break. You work so hard every single day. You deserve to take breaks sometimes. Actually, you need to take breaks sometimes. It's an important part of the process. You can't just work, work, work. You're not a machine, darling. Remember when we first got a computer? Yeah? When you were a kid. And I said it then, and I'm going to say it now. It's so important to take screen breaks, to rest your eyes. And my darling, it's so important for your brain too. Yeah, this thing right here. Let me put my arms around you. No, you stay sitting, sweetie. Mummy will just rest her chin on your head. I love you, sweetheart. You know that, don't you? Yeah. You do so much. You push yourself so, so hard. You amaze me. Inspire me. You put your heart and your soul into everything you do. And it's something to behold. It really is. I don't know where you get it from sometimes. But, darling, when you really, really want something, you're just unstoppable. You're a force. And, oh, my darling, I don't think I tell you enough. I'm so proud of you. Of everything you do. I'm so very, very proud of my baby. I'm always telling my friends how amazing you are, or what you've been up to, but I guess I just don't tell you enough. Do I, sweetheart? I'm sorry. Today is just one little day in a sea of many, many amazing days. And if that sea is a little choppy today, well, don't let it ruin all those other great days you've had. You're always going to be my little star, my champion, my fighter. You can pilot this storm, darling. I know, I'm being soppy. I just love you so much, and when mummies love their babies, they get soppy. Okay? Deal with it. But seriously, darling, what mummy is trying to say is, it's okay to just take a break. To rest your mind. In this day and age, we are always staring at a screen, aren't we? So it's more important than ever to just take a break. To walk away from that PC, that phone, that tablet, that games console. And just say that I'm going to take a few minutes for me. It doesn't mean you're giving up. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. It means you've recognised you need to take a minute to step back and breathe. And that's okay. It's healthy, I promise you. We all have bad days and it's normal. You're not strange. You're not broken. You're not different for it. And, well, darling, on those bad days, and those good days, all the days, I am always going to be standing at the sidelines, cheering my baby on, because you deserve it, because I want to, because I am just so, so, so proud of my baby. Every single day, okay? You know those concerts where people make cardboard signs, yeah? For their idols to see. That's me. I am always going to be there holding the biggest, best sign for my baby. And it would be all the colours of the rainbow. Covered in glitter too. And lots of hearts. It'll be the best. The biggest, the brightest. And imagine this, okay? I'd be jumping. Mummy will be jumping up and down so you can see it. Do you know what it would say? No? It would say, Mummy is your biggest fan. Maybe I'll make it this weekend. Get the old craft supplies out. We could hang it right up here, right above your monitor, so that you know that Mummy is always proud of you, regardless. You could help me. It's been a while since we did crafts with Mummy. We could set up the kitchen table with paints, glues, glitter, pens, and just get crafty. No, you're not too big for that. No one is too big for arts and crafts. It's a good way to relax. And then, every time you need some motivation, you can just look up and there it is, shining in the light. And, well, you know the best thing about glitter, yeah? It gets everywhere. So every time you see a little speck of glitter all over your clothes, the floor, everywhere, You will remember that your silly little mummy loves you, that she's proud of you, and that she's always, always, always going to be your biggest fan, no matter what. I promise. Maybe I'll even make a fan chant. You know what fans sing during the songs? From that look on your face, I think that's a no. But I would. Okay? Mummy would. If it meant that you knew I always supported you. Okay? Now, darling, I want you to think about something you've done this week that you're proud of, and You can't shrug and say nothing. I'm not accepting that, sweetie. So don't even think about it. Because if you say nothing, I will have to tickle you. So. It can be anything, big or small. Even something like drinking lots of water, getting dressed in the morning, or making a plan to do something with friends. Go on. Tell Mummy. You want me to go first? Okay. Are you ready? I walked the dog. Don't laugh at me. I'm serious. I'm really quite proud of myself for that. It was cold and wet outside, and the rain and the wind, it was horrible. I wanted nothing more than to stay in bed all cuddled up. I'd had a bad night's sleep, and I just wanted to roll back over and snooze the day away. But I didn't. I got up, which I'm proud of. I got dressed, I put those welly boots on, and I walked the dog. And it was lovely. Okay, I got soaked, and we both needed a wash afterwards. I got muddy footprints and paw prints all over the hallway. But I'm proud of myself for doing it. I could have easily stayed in bed, couldn't I? But I didn't. And I ended up having a really, really good day. I felt motivated, inspired, energized. And you have to admit, the hall looked sparkling clean when you came home. See? It sounded small, but look how much bigger it got. That one little thing, that one small task, just helped me for the rest of the day. I felt proud. Proud that I achieved something, even though it wasn't some big project, or maybe to someone else it was silly, but it wasn't silly to me. Or to the dog. Your turn. Go on. Tell Mummy just one thing you've done this week that you're proud of. See? That's impressive. I'm not teasing. I promise. And didn't you feel better after doing it? Yeah? Well, I'm proud of you. Of every little big thing you do. Everything. And I know I don't say it enough. But it doesn't mean I don't think it. I will stand here and say that I am proud of you until I'm blue in the face, if that's what you needed. You're amazing, sweetheart. Always have been. Always will be. You could never, ever let me down. You could never disappoint me. Now, I want you to take that break, okay? Just step away from the screen and do something else. Just for 10 minutes. That's all. 10 minutes to rest your eyes. Rest your mind. And after, you can get back to it, okay? Do we have a deal? Thank you, sweetheart. Now, is your drink cold? Well, let's go make another. I think there's some chalky biscuits downstairs, but they're only for people who listen to their mummies and take breaks. Is that you, sweetie? Come on. We'll go have one together and I'll make you another drink. I love you, sweetheart. I really am so very, very proud of the person you've become. You are amazing, okay?